The impact of repeated deployments among U.S. troops to Iraq and Afghanistan is taking a toll on military families, especially those with young children. What happens when mental and physical health issues run counter to military allegiance? Bellamy Palethorpe of member station KPLU continues our Impact of War series with the profile of an RV family who had to decide between another long deployment to Iraq and the medical care they needed for their children.
Christy Hallander isn't the kind of person you'd expect to challenge orders from the Army. She's very proud of her husband's 18 years of military service. Nearly every room in their home near Fort Lewis, Washington is decorated with stars and stripes. But when the orders came down for Sergeant Ken Hallander to transfer to a small training base in Fort Polk, Louisiana, they fought it, even though the move would have guaranteed no third deployment.
I was okay with moving. I liked the fact that my husband would not be deployed and he might be around for our children. But when I called down to Louisiana and started inquiring, they did not have any pediatric specialists. We were several hours from a children's hospital. There were no speech therapists for my son, no developmental preschools, no pediatric pulmonologists.
Christy says moving to Fort Polk would have meant losing the care she's cobbled together. The Hallanders have two small children, aged 2 and 4. Both kids developed serious emotional and physical issues during the last deployment. After 5 months of worry, meetings, and paperwork, they got their wish. The family could stay put. But then Christy had to say goodbye to her husband again.
It was much harder to say goodbye this time. I thought it would get easier by the third time around, and I think this was the hardest goodbye we've had.
As hard as it is to be without her husband, Christy says they couldn't relocate 4-year-old Zachary and 2-year-old Samantha, who has RSV. That's a respiratory virus that has severely weakened her immune system. Christy had to quit her job to handle the constant care. At the same time, Zach developed severe separation anxiety that was compounded by a speech delay. Christy says he wouldn't do anything without her. The bedtime routine often stretched to 3 hours or more, and some nights he wouldn't sleep at all.
He would just lay in bed and tell me, "I'm not going to close my eyes because you'll leave me, Mom." And then he was struggling in school because he was falling asleep, and he would just lay awake midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and just lay there and not close his eyes.
Christy says when she first sought treatment, she was told by the military that her son was too young for mental health coverage. So she found a licensed mental health provider through the Soldiers Project, a nonprofit that helps military families. Wendy Rawlings, the family's counselor, says when she met Zach, he was stuck in a fantasy world, constantly pretending to be a soldier like Daddy.
I think Zach felt closer to his dad by being allowed to pretend a lot. We want kids to pretend. We want them to be able to imagine, but he spent a lot more time in the imaginary world.
The therapy has helped Zach communicate better and deal with his emotions. Rawlings supported the family's decision to challenge their orders to Fort Polk because even for military families who are used to moving, it's very stressful.
With a kid like Zachary, that would have been really hard. He needed the familiar, the safety and the predictability of the places that he already knew.
Christy says the help from the Soldiers Project is invaluable. She's also amassed a virtual army of volunteers at her church who she can call for help anytime. But it still doesn't cure the stress and loneliness she experiences while her husband's deployed. She's filled their home with special reminders of him.
This is my teddy bear that has my husband's voice on it so that at night when I need to hear him say goodnight.
She pushes a button on the bear's back.
"Hi, sweetheart. I love you very much and I miss you. Hope your day is going well. And always remember that I love you and the kids."
And so he has more of those voice recorders in Iraq, and so he sends them to us, and then we send him these back so he can record a new message.
Along with the teddy bears, they have stuffed daddy dolls, daddy books they read at night with pictures of him, daddy videos with him reading bedtime stories, and Zach's current favorite.
"My flat daddy. I look at him every night before I go to bed."
Flat Daddy is a life-sized cardboard cutout of Ken Hallander in camouflage.
"I take him everywhere I go. Not to school, but in the car and stuff, so I always remember."
Zach's still showing signs of anxiety, but Christy says he's improving. In an interview before he left 2 months ago, Sergeant Hallander said choosing deployment again over the move to Louisiana was a tough trade-off, but he finds comfort in knowing that Christy has the support she needs.
"I'll have that peace of mind while I'm over there, knowing that if she does go through this, well, the program's already in place to get the help that they'll need.
Sergeant Hallander calls his family several times a week and even talks on a webcam. Mom Christy and the children are counting down the days till Dad comes home next month on R&R. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.